there even has been support of Black Lives Matter by those who are well-known pastors or musicians and so forth. What does Black Lives Matter stand for? And is their worldview something that Christians should support?
Sorry, I know I've been saying no a lot during this interview, but I have to say it one more time. Black Lives Matter, according to their own website, if you go out to blacklivesmatter.com, you will see on their own website that it's an organization that is founded on 13, what they refer to as guiding principles, 13 guiding principles on which Black Lives Matter as an organization finds its purpose. As an organization, Black Lives Matter, in its own words, is, quote, unapologetically Black. Now, that is a position that is inherently unbiblical, as it advocates partiality based on ethnicity. Now, when viewed through the objective lens of Scripture, as we should view everything through what Scripture teaches, Black Lives Matter and its worldview, which is spelled out again, this guiding principles, two of which are, quote-unquote, transgender-affirming and, quote-unquote, queer-affirming, behaviors which God's Word clearly deems as sinful, is something I would argue Christians should not support. So to answer your question, no. Based on Black Lives Matter's own 13 guiding principles, no. It is not an organization that Christians should support. Black Lives Matter seeks to create a world that, apart from genuine heart change, is a mirage, is a world which they believe can be achieved through protests and demonstration and antagonizing people by inconveniencing them by infringing on their right to privacy. I think we've all seen on various news outlets where Black Lives Matter's members will just barge into a restaurant and just make all kind of noise and just interrupt couples trying to have dinner. They crowd the freeways and the interstates, blocking traffic so people can't get home from work. This is not the way to bring about the kind of change that they are seeking. But having said that, the kind of change that they are seeking is not the kind of change that Scripture teaches. It is not the kind of change that Christians are commanded to pursue. And that is the change that begins from within in our heart. And that's exactly the kind of gospel that Jesus himself taught, which is why Jesus never wasted time trying to change governments, trying to change the political systems. He spent zero time trying to change that. He preached the gospel of repentance and forgiveness of sin. He preached the gospel of the new birth in the heart, which results in works in keeping with repentance. Mm. Only believers repent. Unbelievers don't. And that's what people who advocate such things as Black Lives Matter need to remind themselves.
We hope you gained from this short take of the Christian Worldview radio program. To hear the full program and further connect with this ministry, visit thechristianworldview.org. I'm David Wheaton.